Good morning and welcome to Catholic Views. I'm Jerry Klein. Thanks for joining us. Today we're going to talk about a new program, kind of a continuation of an older program called Surviving Divorce, put on by Catholic Family Services. We're going to talk with the originator, the writer of that program, along with our local expert, Margie Culhane. Rose Sweet joins us by telephone, so stick around for that interview a little bit later in the program. Gene Young will have news for us. First, the readings, though, for this Sunday. Melinda North with the first and second reading, Deacon Roger Height with the gospel.
The beginning of the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theopolis, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He answered them, It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. The Word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, resulting in the knowledge of him. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call, what are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe, in accord with the exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead, and seating him at his right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things beneath his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. The Word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, until the end of the age. The Gospel of the Lord.
And now with a look at news highlights from this past week from the Bishop's Bulletin, here's Gene Young.
Thanks, Jerry. In the news this morning, the annual Bishop's Charity Fishing Tournament to benefit seminarian education is getting closer. The tournament will mark its 21st year this spring and is scheduled for Monday, June 5th on Big Stone Lake and then Monday, June 12th on Lake Oahe near Gettysburg. Proceeds from the tournaments go toward the formation and education of diocesan seminarians. For more information or to register, contact the Catholic Community Foundation for Eastern South Dakota at 605-988-3765 or toll-free at 1-888-246-3386 or online at www.ccfesd.org. You can also read and see more about the fishing tournament and how you can be involved in the May edition of the Bishop's Bulletin in homes across the diocese right now and online at www.sfcatholic.org. In other news, Pope Francis and U.S. President Donald Trump spent 30 minutes speaking privately in the library of the Apostolic Palace this week, and as the president left, he told the Pope, "I won't forget what you said." The atmosphere at the beginning was formal and a bit stiff. However, the mood lightened when Pope Francis met the First Lady Melania Trump and asked if she fed her husband potica, a traditional cake in Slovenia, her homeland. There were smiles all around. Pope Francis gave President Trump a split medallion held together by an olive tree, which his interpreter told President Trump is a symbol of peace. Speaking in Spanish, the Pope told the president, "I'm giving you this because I hope you may be this olive tree to make peace." The president responded, "We can use peace." Pope Francis also gave the president a copy of his message for World Peace Day 2017 and told him, "I signed it personally for you." In addition, he gave President Trump copies of his documents on the joy of the gospel, on the family, and Laudato Si on the environment. Knowing that Pope Francis frequently has quoted the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., President Trump presented Pope Francis with a large gift box containing five of the slain civil rights leader's books, including a signed copy of The Strength to Love. "I think you'll enjoy them," President Trump told the Pope. "I hope you do." Pope Francis decried the barbaric attack on concertgoers in Manchester, England this week, adding his voice to Catholic leaders dismayed at what British officials said was the deadliest case of terrorism since 2005. In a telegram sent to English church officials on Pope Francis's behalf, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, the Vatican Secretary of State, said the Pope was deeply saddened to learn of the injury and tragic loss of life after a suicide bomb killed at least 22 Ariana Grande concertgoers and injured another 59 at Manchester Arena this week. Many concertgoers at the concert were teenagers, young adults, and families. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. The Pope expresses his heartfelt solidarity with all those affected by this senseless act of violence, the telegram said, as he commends the generous efforts of the emergency and security personnel and offers the assurance of his prayers for the injured and for all who have died. Mindful in a particular way of those children and young people who have lost their lives and of their grieving families, Pope Francis invokes God's blessings of peace, healing, and strength upon the nation. Tens of thousands of Haitians enrolled under the Temporary Protected Status Program can stay in the United States until at least January. Secretary of Homeland Security John Kelly renewed the designation this week. The decision affects more than 58,000 Haitians in the United States. The designation, also known as TPS, was implemented by the U.S. government for Haiti days after a powerful earthquake in January 2010 leveled much of the country surrounding the capital of Port-au-Prince. With a look at the news from this past week, I'm Gene Young reporting from the Bishop's Bulletin Newsroom.
Very good, Gene. Let's move on to our interview. This morning at Catholic Views, we are joined by Rose Sweet and by Margie Culhane. They are both involved with the Surviving Divorce Program. It's going to be put on by Catholic Family Services around the diocese. And really grateful to have Rose with us this morning via telephone, because she is the creator of the program, Surviving Divorce, and it was initially known as the Catholic Survival Divorce Program, I believe, was the initial name. We're going to talk a little bit about why that has kind of evolved a little bit. So, Rose, first of all, welcome. So glad to have you with us.
I'm happy to be here, Jerry. Thanks. And you too, Margie.
And Margie, great to have you too, because you're the local connection to all of this. So we certainly want to get that input, because we know that this program already has been impacting lives and helping people.
It really has. Yeah, real privilege to be able to present it.
Yeah, absolutely so. All right. Well, we wanted to talk today because we're kind of kicking off, and actually have already kicked off, a new round of programs. And I think the beauty of this, Margie, again, locally, is that you can do this in a lot of locations around the diocese.
It really is. She's pretty darn good at what she does, I'll tell you that. This program is, the previous version we did in Sioux Falls, Yankton, Vermilion, Aberdeen, Brookings, and Watertown. Mm-hmm. And the new version, the Surviving Divorce, was just started this past Tuesday in Brookings, and with great response, great success.
So. That's great. And it's going to be starting soon in Sioux Falls and then other locations around the diocese as we go along during the summer. Rose, maybe first of all, a little bit about why did you develop this program in the first place? What caused you to think that there might be some value in something like this?
Well, Jerry, that's a loaded question. Of course, I am a Catholic who went through divorce, and this is a long time ago, and I looked in the market for something for me to help me, and I couldn't find it. I did find a Protestant program, which was beautiful. It was called Divorce Care, and it's still out there. And it was on, back in the day, VHS tapes. And it was about men and women telling their story, going from heartbreak to healing. And woven in between their testimonies were really great experts sharing some principles on how to heal and how to find the love, you know, that you're really looking for. So I kept praying, oh, Lord, we need a Catholic version. And so eventually, since it wasn't coming along, I decided to do it myself. I was already an author and a speaker, and I'd had contact. So I really felt like the Lord had anointed me in that regard to just go ahead and do it. And so we did. And what I wanted to do was build on the Protestant program, which was very beautiful and very Christ-centered, but to also introduce some of the rich and deep traditional philosophy that we sometimes forget. In other words, what is it that we all want? It doesn't matter if you're Catholic or non-Catholic. You want to be happy, and you thought marriage could make you happy. And right now that you're going through divorce, you're not happy. So we really introduce a lot of principles about what is it to long for happiness and what is it that we really want and how do we really get there. These are universal themes that I think speak to everybody.
Yeah, and you mentioned the richness of Catholic teaching that you're able to use as a resource that unfortunately people probably missed when they did the marriage prep in the first place. If they'd have had that, they may not be in that situation, huh?
That's exactly right, and I discovered myself going through my own healing and the Lord, you know, bringing me to a place where I could then turn around and reach out to others. I just discovered a lot of rich truths that I had never heard before, or maybe I had, and they didn't seem relevant or important. But I wanted to bring that back to people to understand, look, our Lord loves you. He desires you deeply. He knows you're hurting. And there is a way to get through this, and we want to help you out.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And so you developed this series, and it launched, and it's still going great. And I know it gets used really all over the country, doesn't it?
Well, actually, and this is a good news I just found out a little while ago, it's now in 16 countries across the world. Can you believe that?
Wow, so translated.
Mm-hmm. It's not translated yet, but it's in areas where they still speak English.
Okay.
We're working on a translation, but that's part of what we did in the most recent update is we just continue to, it's nothing new really from the prior program, but it's expanded very much. And we have like a beautiful, beautiful personal guide for each person who goes through the group that has lots of resources and even family pages, things to help the kids and it just keeps getting better and better as we go along. Right, Margie?
It really is. It's just a joy to be able to offer this to individuals. They come in and, you know, if we're going through a divorce or separated, you know, our self-esteem, you know, when our marriage falls apart, you know, mm-hmm. it really becomes a self-esteem issue. And so a lot of people come in and they're just incredibly sad and wounded. And it's going to be such a privilege to hand this beautiful workbook to them. I mean, what I loved, one of the things that really stood out for me is she even has really wonderful recommendations for movie night, you know, different things that really have a beautiful message. And they're affordable options for people, too.
Because practical, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. So again, the programs either have started or are starting in a variety of places around the diocese. I think the website has a pretty current listing of those, Margie. Am I right?
It does, yes.
Yeah, so sfcatholic.org/Catholic Family Services, CFS. Actually, I think it's how it is, CFS. And you can find, if you're in need or you know somebody who is in need. And again, I think that's really a critical message we want to deliver today, Margie, is that maybe you don't need this yourself at this moment, but you probably know somebody who does,
mm-hmm.
and help them to find out about this.
Yeah, that would be great to share it. And it's always nice to be able to recommend something that's solid and is truthful.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it does serve people of all faiths, of all wherever you are in your journey. I think we have at least a third non-Catholics that participate, thoroughly loved it, have a better understanding of who we are,
mm-hmm.
and really established, finding themselves really establishing a closer bond with God. And that's really what we hope for.
You mentioned, Rose, the fact that you're in 16 countries and and Margie talking about the fact that it's for, you know, really people of any faith, it speaks to the universality, doesn't it, of what we believe as Catholics, of who we are as Catholics, and a beautiful way to share that through this program.
Right, and that's what I love. You know, the word Catholic does mean universal. And I think the deeper I get into my faith and the understanding of it is that we all are bound by our desire for what is good and true and beautiful. And we're all bound by the wound that we suffer when we encounter the very opposite. And, you know, we're here to help each other and love each other. And the truth is also universal. You know, it's that's what I love about this program. And people like you too, Margie, who are around the country, you know, running this, we're dishing up some timeless truth that will really bring the fullness of healing that people are looking for.
And how important is it for people to have that place to go? Because Lord knows there are so many misunderstandings, misperceptions about what the church actually does teach about divorce, about the condition, if you will, of a divorced person in relationship to the church. There's a lot of stuff that's just not understood well, and I think this program probably helps people get there.
Oh, it totally does. And beside the program that's at the parish every week, we have a beautiful website loaded with lots of good articles and information people can just, you know, poke around. Can I give that website
Please.
Address right now? It's Catholics with an S, CatholicsDivorce.com. But it's part of the program and lots of good information there. Yeah, I remember, did you ever see the movie Moonstruck with Cher and Nicolas Cage?
Of course.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
There's this funny scene where the mother is out to dinner with this guy, and they're talking, and she just looks at him. He thinks he knows all about women, and she goes, "Let me tell you, buddy, what you don't know about women is a lot." And I just thought it was so cute, and I thought, look at these poor people who come in. I said, you know what you don't know about the truth, about what the church says to you at this stage, is a lot. You don't know. She's not condemning. She's not, you know, putting you in a box. She's here to love you and help you and get you through this horrible time, and your kids as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just so beautiful to discover the riches of our faith that have, you know, been around way before any of us were born.
Rose, were you surprised that the Lord, in a sense, tapped you on the shoulder and said, I think this is something you need to do? Did that come as a surprise to you?
Well, yes and no, because I'm the oldest of 9 kids, right? And I have a bossy temperament. I like to take charge whenever I can, right? But you're humbled and shamed by divorce and by the failures of your life. So I was trying to be patient and waiting for the Lord. Lord, bring somebody else to do this. I don't need to be the one. You know, I want to be humble, you know, but finally it was like, okay, Lord, I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you made me a leader. Now I'm going to go out and do what you ask me. So I wasn't so surprised as delighted.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, Jerry, and Margie, you know this too. When you're dealing with a person who's filled with so much hurt and so much maybe unforgiveness or rage or deep shame, and they come to a safe place at the parish and find other people that are like them or at least understand them, they can unload that burden. And they can feel loved, and they can feel safe, and they can feel like they can get a plan for their lives. Oh, it's just, I love it. I love being able to work with people that way and just love on them and give them hope.
So I asked that question with a purpose too, Rose, and that is that sometimes we don't recognize the Lord's call to us. It can be as something as simple as, gosh, I ought to attend this program. We don't sometimes recognize that in ourselves, whether we're being humble or whether we're not being humble about it. So I guess what I'm trying to say is it's really important to be open, isn't it, to try to hear what the Lord is asking of us.
Yeah, I think that's part of the reason that we all get into trouble in the first place, is because we haven't developed that ear for his voice, and we don't really trust him as much as we should. I know that was true in my case. But when you're in a place of hurt and you're kind of desperate, that's really when the Lord can speak to you. And if you'll just say, okay, I'm going down to that parish, I'm going to try out that meeting. If there are a bunch of old church ladies, I'm leaving. You know, that's how I used to think. But just come and check it out, and just know that the doors are open, and I think we have what you need.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely so. And Margie, I know, having worked with this program now for several years here in the diocese, you actually have testimony. I've heard some of that testimony myself. Yes. from folks that have been involved in this program, what it has meant to them, how it has changed their lives. It's real.
It's really been beautiful, and it's amazing. We actually have had two marital reconciliations. We had people actually go back, really seeing where they had failed in their role as husband or wife, and which has been just was a beautiful surprise. But you know, God's in charge. But again, it is really lovely to be able to let people know that don't be ashamed. We love you. The church is here for you.
I know you have you brought with you one in particular that you wanted to share this morning, and I'd love to hear you know what that is.
Well, at the end of every program, we have an end of session survey. And this was probably one of my most favorites. This person writes, the question was, did you get what you needed or what you expected from the group? Why not? He says, I got what I needed and not what I expected. I am a fallen away Catholic trying to find the way back to church. It has been very hard and a little scary trying to find a spiritual home after a divorce. This program gave me the reassurance that what I had felt during my divorce process was okay. It also gave me the courage to look at my shortcomings and learn how to forgive myself for failing my wife and my marriage. I have also learned how to become a better father to my children. I am grateful for taking this step. Overall, I didn't realize how much I needed the church and her guidance. This program has given me clarity, strength, confidence, and a higher sense of purpose. And I know my relationship with God has got to be first and foremost. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. And it goes to the title even that you use, Surviving Divorce is a Ministry of Hope and Healing. And boy, do you hear that coming through in those words. And that's one. I know you've gotten others as well that are like that. So there's a lot of power in this. There's a lot of potential in this for people, and we really want to encourage them to take advantage of it. Again, check the website for the dates and times. And I know more are going to be added, Margie, as we go forward, right?
They are, actually. We have several communities right now kind of winding down with this type. Is May is such a busy month for parishes, but we have some coming up dates, definite dates, and I know four more cities. So
yeah, absolutely. And Rose, back to you for a second, because I want you to talk a little bit about some of the people that you involved in and that people will hear. Mm-hmm. When they do this program, you kind of went to the top of the list, didn't you?
I did. I went right to the top. I went to my very favorites. We have Dr. Ray Guarendi, who, if people haven't heard of him, they will. He's a Catholic psychologist and father of 10 adopted children, 5 of whom are special needs. The guy is smart, sassy, and hilarious. And he brings that little touch of humor that we need when things are so bleak and so dark. But he also brings some really powerful psychology, good sound psychology, to this program. And then we have Christopher West, who introduces some of the beauty of St. John Paul II's theology of the body, the deep longing for love between man and woman and for family. And what do we do with that longing when we can't get satisfied? And where do we go with this ache? And we cover some of that. And then we have Father Mitch Pacwa from EWTN, who, as a child of divorce, but his parents divorced when he was an adult, and he even shares a little thing where he's at the altar saying Mass, looking out at the congregation, and there's his divorced mom and dad out there, and just the heartbreak that he felt. And then another priest who's a child of divorce, Father Donald Calloway, who has a wonderful testimony. We call him Surfer Priest. He likes to surf. So he had three fathers by the time he was 10 years old. And he was very wounded and very bitter, and his testimony is very powerful. And he's a Catholic priest today, and he shares a lot of hope and consolation, especially for moms and dads who worry about their children. So we've got spiritual direction, psychology, theology. We got laughs, we got tears, we got it all. And I think anybody who comes will find somebody in there that they can really relate to. Don't you think, Margie?
Absolutely, yeah.
It makes me wonder, is it really, I know it's intended for those who are dealing with the issue of divorce, but might that be those not directly involved as well? Maybe it's parents, maybe it's siblings, or maybe it's children. Have we ever gone there with that?
Well, we haven't, because what happens is in this 12 weeks, people make a commitment. It's not like a class they pop in and out of.
Yeah.
They make a commitment to each other to be there every weekend to open up and share their deepest pain when they feel safe. And that's part of the deep healing process, too. We do have what we call a come and see night, and I think Margie will be having some of those, where then we invite the parents and the friends and the relatives of those who are affected to come and learn about the program and really hear what the church teaches about divorce and separation and remarriage.
It makes sense. The needs are different, aren't they, for those that are, you know, in it directly and those who are maybe more on the periphery of it.
Right, but we do need to reach both. So we do have ways of reaching out to the friends and relatives, because they need help and support and information too.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the last piece I wanted to make sure we connected back to, and that is that I know we also work with as needed tribunals, and if people are using the annulment process, that there's a way to work to connect with all of that as well.
We do. We've in our diocese, we've had a wonderful response. In fact, someone from the tribunal actually comes and speaks one night. And so for those that want to come and listen, after the last night, they'll come and they can ask questions and visit, and it's not such a scary process.
Yeah. By then they're a little more comfortable and
yes. They
can probably hear it in a different way.
They do.
Yeah, absolutely so. Well, Rose, any last words for us? Been a pleasure to talk to you this morning.
Well, you know, none of this program could be possible if it were not for people like you, Jerry, and Margie, who pick it up and take it out into the fields, you know, where it's needed. So I just want to thank you for your openness and your hard work. And I love this Margie gal, man. She's one of my favorite leaders of this program, and she's so faithful and so devoted to each individual person. I want to sing her praises, but anyway, so thank you both.
That's good stuff. Good stuff. Margie, thank any you. Last words from you?
No, just a real, real privilege to have you on, Rose, and thank you for creating such a beautiful, solid program for people to be able to find healing and mercy and all those beautiful things.
Check your parish bulletins. Go ahead, Rose.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think maybe sometime in the near future, you'll be having me out for a healing weekend retreat, won't you?
Well, we're going to see if we can make it happen.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay, good.
Check your parish bulletins, check the website, the information about this program, and do share it with others, because that's how the word gets around for people that really need it. Margie Culhane, Rose Sweet, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry.
Gene, just a few seconds left, but we got to remind people about the ordinations.
Big week this week. There are ordinations on Thursday and Friday, and you can watch it online and streaming it online this week.
sfcatholic.org. That's our time. We'll be back next Sunday.